Hi everyone, thanks for joining me again for another Picture Boo. This week we're going to be looking at a photograph I took a couple of weeks ago at a wedding. Now, as a documentary photographer, there are roughly speaking two ways in which you can approach taking a photograph. You can go out and hunt for a picture, or you can take the opposite approach, which is a bit more like the gathering side of things, in which you position yourself, you watch things happen, and you anticipate what might happen. You prepare yourself for that. It may or it may not happen, the thing that you have in your mind. But if it does, then the payoff can be fantastic. Now, if you see this photograph here, this is a good example of that latter approach, of the gathering approach to documentary photography. It shows the bride and groom through the doors there, outside the dining room, just before they make their grand entrance. And you can see on the left there, the guests are milling around, they're talking to one another, they're having their dinner orders taken, and they're in their own separate world, completely oblivious to the couple who are on the other side of the wall. Likewise, the couple are in their own little bubble. They can't see through the wall, they can't see what's going on in the dining room, and they're completely wrapped up in each other. So what I often like to do is to show those two contrasting worlds. So I position myself so that I could see through the door to where the couple were waiting, and so that I could show a fair amount of the room inside. And then it was a question of waiting for what I thought was going to happen. This was a lovely, lovely couple, and I had a feeling that they might just kiss before they went into the dining room. So I waited, and lo and behold, that's exactly what happened. I had the camera set up so the exposure was for the outside, the area where the couple are. That's why it's slightly darker inside. So this is very much an anticipated photograph, and it paid off. It's also the kind of photograph I'm often associated with, simply because I like having my main subject at the edge of a frame. And I also like giving the viewer that general overall view of two different worlds. The couple can't see into the room, the guests can't see out of the room, but you as a viewer, you can see both of those worlds, and they tell a nice little story there. So that's this week's Picture Boo. I hope you enjoyed it, and please join me next week when we'll have another one for you.